That would be our last presentation, and so I'd like to invite Flora and Jimmy Moore. Are they still with us? If not, Paul, do you want to... I don't see Paul. Paul was on the list for the questions. I didn't get his name for the... Okay, sorry. So, Paul, you'll be the one who will conclude these... you're the last presenter.
I'll try to wrap it up before Wednesday.
I want to say a few things before I...
Please state your name for the recordings.
I didn't want to go to my documents yet because my name is written all over there. My name is Paul Dixon. But before I go into the document and I put a translation there, I am very blessed to be here in front of you and in front of Materia Blanchette. It's good for them to be here. I'll always respect people, their children, forever. That's Cree culture. But we interrupt our lives in a way, you know. And in regard to forestry, what I heard today, you know, in the history, the 60, 70 year history of Wasampi Traplands, I can truly say forestry ambushed us a long time ago, and we were forced to accept it because back then our ancestors used buck sauce, and it just snowballed from there, thinking that we could live with it. My name is Paul Dixon. I want to thank Don Shagnas. Where his trapline is there, in the heart of the discussions, the place where we were begging so much to protect. I am blessed and honored again to sit across from you. It brings back distant memories of the time. In 1982, the Royal Commission was here in Wasampi, and I was speaking about the same subjects today. I was asked by Simon to speak about the clear cutting, and it's the same subjects I raised to them back in 1982, the Royal Commission, when the community of Wasampi thought a voice from the wilderness must be heard. I was young then. I want to thank them again for giving me that opportunity back then. They just came to get me out from the bush across a big lake, and I was just going into this mountain that's today it's scalped. I was just going to go there, and somebody said, "We need you in Wasampi." That was back then. I have spent most of my life in the bush, boreal forest. We Crees call our home. Some strangers refer to as the wilderness. During the time in the bush, I was once on the income security program for over 19 years. It's a trapper's hunter's program, born from the James Bay Agreement we Crees signed back in 1975. But I was way in the bush way before then. So when I was just walking in the bush, somebody pat me on the back and said, "You're going to get a check now." We never begged for it. I was forced to leave the Hunting Society's way of life back in around 1993, after our ancestral lands were all clear-cut by non-Aboriginal forest companies like Materia Blanchette. Today, I consider myself a Cree worker hunter. I have a full-time job in our Cree village, and also I'm a community-based licensed fur buyer. Mind you, I'm buying small and cheap fur in the clear-cut areas. My job permits me to leave work to go hunting in the fall and spring.
Every chance I get on holidays, weekends, my family goes back to our cabins on our tramplines because our land is our life. I think you in the front know that. I don't know about Terry Blanchette. As we speak, smoke arises from the chimney of one or two of our cabins on the trampoline, as we speak. We felt the liveliness, the beauty of our lands once, and this will haunt us forever. But today we feel the hurt, the sadness it carries, the nakedness it feels after forestry with its clear cutting that destroyed our ancestral lands. Ongoing development projects like forestry that doesn't want Cree culture to survive or to respect it on a long term can cause psychological effects on the people. Also, other impacts on our way of life are not taken into consideration. Example, global warming, mining, hydro projects, and the power lines that crisscross our tramplines, and so on. There's many more that are not on the list that impact us. There's 18 other permit uses on our tramplines besides the logging companies. Today, I want to give you a glimpse of the struggles of a hunting society that lived peacefully and existed on the same land since time immemorial. Today, down on their knees and begging the industrialized world to be left alone so as to survive. Here, I am repeating myself. We Cree hunters and trappers are in the best position in this part of the world to monitor wildlife before and after development. That's a given. We're the experts. Come to us. Listen to us carefully. A Cree elder, my late father who passed away about 4 years ago, was born out there, so-called wilderness, once said, in regard to forestry, to destroy the land is to destroy the animals and to destroy the Cree people. He went on to say, the replanting of just marketable trees by humans today, no animals or birds go in there, either to live, dwell, or feed on them. We don't live where the wildlife don't live. My late dad, who never went beyond the lakes, rivers, and mountains he grew up with, said, I can never or ever will agree to so-called development that destroys my people's land and culture. Do not ask me this. Actually, he said that to Alan. I am only one generation of many generations that will need and use this land after I am gone. One morning he came to me after our chaplain was clear cut and said, hey son, the birds don't sing anymore. Eh? Furthermore, in our custom, when the time comes, the land is transferred, and the drum also, the land is transferred over to the eldest son or most caring and or knowledgeable of the land and its resources, the animals, the birds, the fish, all habitats, sanctuaries, everything. Today, I'm with my brother Abraham, he's younger than me. Today, I am the tally man of one of the 62 traplines at the Osanpik Cree First Nation, a village of 9 Cree communities that make the whole James Bay Cree Nation. Of the whole James Bay Cree territory, where 5 communities are affected by unchecked forestry industry, 70%
of the whole forest industry takes place on Wasampi Cree Hunting Society's ancestral lands. Same goes for the mining claims and exploration. Fear is very real for the Wasampi Cree First Nation that any more harm to the environment and their culture is irreversible. And Plan North, thought up from the south, just heightens all our fears and Cree concerns. Some forestry impacts that must be mentioned. New logging roads on our ancestral lands will just open a can of worms nobody will want to deal with except us Cree hunters and trappers. Many Cree hunters and trappers are of the opinion in regard to forestry and mining industry, the way it's done on our ancestral lands and waters, the Minister of Natural Resources and the Quebec government is just acting like a fox looking after a hen house, and we can prove it. We're out there. We see it all. Besides the logging roads, forestry coming to us and into our remote ancestral territories, it will bring in the thrill killers who don't respect or recognize wildlife, and the tourists who will bring along garbage but never leave with it. The strangers who use these same logging roads and treat the sacred trap lines as one big ashtray and a quick waste basket. This is true. At times, start forest fires where we still have hard-edged pocket of trees standing. Hey, man, this is where we're supposed to hunt, yeah? Some wildlife. But they'll come back and just cut it again, eh? For economic reasons, for the sawmill. It's just not encouraging at all for tourism or for conservation, where we Crees are guaranteed a level of harvest in the James Bay Northern Quebec signed then when our trap lines were still untouched and healthy. We need to revisit this very important issue before we decide to go ahead on any projects in our territories, including those two proposed logging roads. There should be some kind of social accessibility or not of all projects, not only for the uranium mining that happened in the Cree territories. We were here first. The first modern treaty signed then, James Bay Northern Quebec Agreement, was more about empowerment of the Cree people within the dominant society. That was 40 years ago. We have learned a lot by then. My understanding as a Cree hunter and a trapper, living in the heart of the wilderness, the James Bay Agreement was more about rights, not about assimilation. Today, we Crees are more concerned about our history, our identity, our spirituality and connection to our sacred ancestral territories, and what destiny awaits us, not in somebody else's hands. Is this not the cornerstone of a Cree Nation government? If not, what is? Our future generations not only deserve answers now, but should have the best of two worlds, not where one destroys or feels superior to the other. What I think, what we have for them at the moment. A quick glance back at forestry and the way the forestry operations were carried out without our consent, mind you. We never gave our consent. We Taliban considered the logging roads, roads of destruction. They are not just clear-cutting the forests. Forestry is twofold. It has to destroy the ground to retrieve the logs and the underground. I'm talking about not just clear-cutting here. I want to talk about the underground that is broken. And the underground, a forestry can never can be compared. Only an idiot would compare a forestry industry to a forest fire. If you don't know nothing about it, you shouldn't be talking about it. Come and see us again. We'll tell you about it. An underground where it is wet constantly are the veins of all plant life. And they always have been interconnected. My dad said if the trees had red blood, where all the clear cutting, where all the heavy machinery is trampled, we'd see blood everywhere. There are no trees to protect the ground from heavy rains, so the hills, mountains that were logged out have huge erosions or small landslides. I couldn't believe it sometimes. They look at the hill, it's bald. I thought that was a little road. I go up there, it happened to be a big slide. And the sand pits that you guys leave out there, huge. You cannot pitch a tent in a sand pit. You constantly hear the rocks eroding. And they still erode today as we talk. That's how you build your roads. This is just the tip of the iceberg here, the mentioning of forestry impacts on our sacred ancestral lands. Forestry operations with their roads of destruction. Is this a new beginning? It's like forcing us hunting society into the Titanic, if you ask me. I don't think we Cree should make any bets. I'd rather bet on the iceberg. We all know what happened to the Titanic, a ship that could never sink. And this is how we feel when you tell us, hold our hands. We'll develop the land with forestry, mining, and everything. We haven't found a Cree word yet for development, but the closest word my father said was to destroy. Yeah? Also, that somebody, I guess, would be Metairie Blanchet, wants to build new logging roads up north leading into the requested Cree-protected area. Both north and south of the Broadback is what we requested. Mark that down in your notes. With environmental impact assessment statement done years ago, where it only mentions 6 different species of wildlife, and we have 24 species of wildlife on and in around our trap lines. Mind you, I just wrote caribou. I didn't write tundra and woodland. I just wrote them down once, what I call from the mouse to the moose. And if one is destroyed, it has a chain reaction. There is not even a plan or proposal from any governments to protect the endangered tundra and woodland caribou, where they have their migratory routes and calving grounds, where these logging roads will go if they are permitted. Please do not allow them. I have been there and done that. Somebody showed me a growth of a trees on a private land done 25 years ago. They were 25 years old that time. They were stunt growth, eh? Same type of trees that sawmill people plant. They were only about, I'd say, about 6 feet. Stump was that big, and top was there before 5 feet up. I wanted to touch on Stanley's Shagnas comments in regard to the caribou and the moose. At Windy Lake, You guys will see the some of the non-natives go fishing there. There's a path down there. About 100 years ago, 150 years ago, that used to be called Caribou Rapids. And you will still see that rock today there. In the middle, it's flat. And caribou stood there a long time ago. And I mean, we still have woodland caribou today. But when they were abundant, and they would stand there. But today, around that rock, we tie our boat and harpoon the sturgeon. 150 years ago, we used to be called Caribou Falls. Today, we only know it as Sturgeon Spawning Falls. As evolution changed, we changed the Cree names. And you know, I wouldn't give a hoot if they'd build a dam on Presqu'ile Lake. But I would fight and cry if they build it on Gabinchikmashis. That's the Cree name. So we all our chaplains, the whole territory, somebody said 35,000 square kilometers. We have outside where our heart is. That's where our land is. It's way bigger than that. Our ancestors have left footprints everywhere. What we found out also on the winter roads versus the gravel roads. On the winter roads, they would clear cut right down to the shoreline because nobody can see them. No, you can't go there. Eh? They're winter roads. And on the gravel roads, this is where they do their strip cutting so the tourists can see it. I call it window dressing. And that's what you guys do. You all, forestry companies, do.
Can that slowly bring you to your conclusion, please?
Yeah, my conclusion is I can't trap anymore. It's clear cut. I want to, at the bottom of my notes, I wrote that most of our ancestral trapline has been clear-cut over the years, except the islands where we get our stove firewood, as there is too much competition on the mainland for firewood because of the logging and the many roads everywhere. You know, back in 1936, 80 years ago, I think it was Alan and Romeo Shagna's late father or grandfather wrote a letter. You should read it. It talks about mining and forestry already affecting us. Like, I think they were in DeMarville or McClellan. That's incredible how people don't listen, how other people are so ignorant to our culture. But that's going to change. We don't only expect Cree Nation government to protect our rights. We have no choice to take our fights to international level. Eh? You know, for many years, I had Robert Kennedy Jr. gave me his Natural Resources Defense Council card 35 years ago. I have never called him. I have never... It's only recently that we invited Greenpeace to help us. But I know Greenpeace will not help me block a road tomorrow from these logging trucks because they do a different kind of work. So we're not always, I'm always watching my back when they stand behind me. But they're a force not to be fooled around with, I'll tell you that, since we're on the same side. Yeah, we will take our fights to an international level. We're not going to wait no more. We're not going to wait for a grand council. We're going to do it our way. I'm going to call David. David Suzuki and I was young then. And I wrote to him 40 years ago probably. But you know, I lived in the bush. I've seen it. I know the ancient traditional knowledge that our elders know. I am good friends with all of them. The only thing they told me is, love us as elders, love your children just the same as us, and everything will be all right.
Thank you.
That's good. I want to thank you guys very much. You're the linchpin here, boy. got a big responsibility, and I'm asking you, please don't let the roads happen. Thank you very much. Egra.
Okay, so that concludes. Thank you very much for your presentation.
Can I mention one thing? In their impact assessment, it's going to be short. In their impact assessment, they only mentioned 6 wildlife species. Huh? We have 24.
Yeah, this is what you said earlier.
Wow, it's incredible, huh?
So thank you very much for your presentation. That concludes this part of the the consultation that we're doing through our process. I'll remind you that we have 30 days still. If you have some comments, email in particular are more than welcome. And we'll be obviously following what will be happening in your community, within the Quebec government also, within the industry. And we will engage in the next weeks in writing a report. So basically, the outcome of this conversation is a report. Just for those who are less familiar with the process of the COMEX, it's been a tradition since the COMEX was created that all the recommendations that are made by the COMEX are recommendations supported by all the members of the committee. So wish us luck, and I think that we've learned a lot from your contribution. So we still have a lot of questions ourselves that we'll be debating between us. We've learned a lot, so I think that for sure I can say that on behalf of the members of the COMEX, I'd like to thank you very much. Thank those who came and took the time to present us with briefs, very well organized, by the way. And I wish you all a good evening. I remind you to bring back these to the back. Because it's my idea, I won't be able to leave. You'll be stuck with me for the next week if they're not all back. And maybe my colleagues would like to say a final word. Thank you to the proponent, Matteo Blanchette, and their staff that came with us representing the different companies. So maybe you'd like to say a word.
Në shakje të vi në nasë këmë të në, në sen si të vendit ka për që të këshko, ka për që për të në kohë dhe më në, në sen nasë e jajnët, e u jajnë më të gënë dhe asë ku në, më që ke e jakë higo ich, e kësë këdë e hejk, a për gjangë në shku që të kohë, në zide e për që për të në kohë u dhe më në.
I want to thank everybody for participating, for all the people who came out and sat all through this day, through this hearing. Although they didn't consider themselves experts in what they were saying or the way they were looked at. Every time I heard a hunter, a tallyman, we learn from these tallymen, especially the one whose birthday. And a lot of things that Matthew already spoke, he touched on that we wanted to inquire on. And we were very fond to have been here, that you had shared something that was hard for you. Even though it was direct communication with these forestry workers. And I'm grateful to see how well you have treated your visitors and your guests. I also was very happy to be here. And how these discussions went along really well. How you looked at them, at the construction done on your lands. I want to make it short and sweet. Regrets.
Sorry, my name is
Schmadam, this guy, this madam. Thank you. Schmadam, get a meeting, guys. Yes. Have a chance.